In this module, you're going to be learning all about how to set up your business. So yes, before you set up a website, choose your niche, any of that stuff, if you decided that this is the path you want to take in life, you're going to definitely need to set up some sort of a business structure, and it's got to be in the United States in order to pursue this business model. So with that said, there are a few different business structures, and they're for a few different types of people, so I'll get into those. First one is a sole proprietorship. So it really depends on how much money you make and how many assets you have. And if you don't make a whole lot of money right now and you don't have many assets, then a sole proprietorship is the best business model or best business type to start, because there's very little upfront investment needed to make a sole proprietorship. It's practically free depending on the state that you're in. And the only downside to it is that you're completely open to any kind of litigation. So if your business takes on debts and then those debts go unpaid, they can actually go after you and your assets, like if you own a house or something like that. So if you do own assets, like a house, if you own, you know, stock investments, if you own a bunch of cash somehow, go for an LLC or an S corp. Okay. And I'll get into those next, but for right now, most people watching this, you can just go with a sole proprietorship. It's totally the best way to start. It's how I started and operated for years, and it is fine. Doing a dropship business, an e-commerce business using dropshipping, you're not going to have any upfront debts. You're going to be taking suppliers on. They're going to manage the product inventory for you. And all you're going to have to do is pay out monthly expenses for things like the Shopify hosting, tools that you'll need to use, and of course any your computer and anything like that. So that's important to understand, is that sole proprietor is probably the best way to start for most people out there. Now, if you do have a house, you have a brokerage account with, you know, lots of money in it and investments, other assets, you should definitely consider an LLC. I do have an LLC now because I do have assets. And so it's important for you to understand that you can set up an LLC in any state in the USA and just go to that particular state's, Secretary of State website, or you just type into Google, you know, best state to set up an LLC. And what I can recommend is that you choose a state with no income tax and no franchise tax, right? So for instance, California is like one of the worst states to start an LLC in, because there's a high payment just to start it up. There's a high franchise tax. It's yearly tax you have to pay. And there's lots of other taxes depending on the jurisdiction that you're in, even on the city level. So California is one of the worst states I would recommend not setting an LLC up in. But some of the best states are Wyoming, South Dakota, Texas, Florida, and Nevada. So, but just understand that in order to actually have your business legally taxed in that state, you also have to be physically located in that state. So it's not just about having your business there, but it's also about you being there as well. And this is the biggest difference between an LLC that's a sole proprietor and an LLC that's taxed as an S corp. Okay, so the IRS is still going to look at you like a sole proprietor if you're a single member LLC and you're not taxed like an S corp. So you have to understand that they're going to be taxing you according to the state you live in, not the state you're businesses in. So yes, you'll only be taxed once, but you'll still be taxed on income tax if you live in California and your business is in Nevada, for instance. So what I suggest doing, if you can get yourself together to do this, is actually to go to the state you want to set up your business in that's income tax free, and go there for the minimum amount of time that they require for you to get a driver's license to actually set up residency. And we just learned one of the best places to do this is South Dakota, because you just need to go there for a one-night hotel stay, and then you can get a residency out there, a driver's license. So you're officially a resident of South Dakota, and then you can set up your business out there, and there's no state income tax. So having your physical, your personal residence, and your business there makes it so that you can get taxed completely there and give you a sole proprietor LLC, and it'd be perfectly easy. If you do make quite a bit of money right now and this is going to be a separate business for you, I do recommend setting up an S corp or an LLC taxed as an S corp. And that route is really important to understand, because you'll be setting yourself up as an employee of your business to pay yourself. So you'll be paying payroll taxes, you'll be paying taxes to the government as a W-4. But you don't need to pay all your money out that way. You can take a reasonable income from your business, and whatever that business is, it could be like somewhere between 10 to 30,000 a year or something like that. And then you can take the remaining amount of money as dividends, and it's taxed much less, right? So just keep all this stuff in mind as tips. None of this is actual advice. I really want to make sure that you understand that you need to go to a lawyer or an accountant to get actual advice on this stuff, but this is things that I've ran into that I understand as far as setting up a business, and it's really important that you understand it too. So make sure that you make the right decision. Go and, you know, speak to a lawyer and accountant if you have assets. If you don't, just set up a sole proprietorship. And if you don't want to be taxed so much, go and set up a physical residence in a state that does not have income tax. Now, the last tip here is that when you do go to set up your business, understand that there are services out there like virtual mailboxes, and I'm going to get into that in another video, but virtual mailboxes, the gist is, it's like a PO P.O. box or a UPS account address, but they do have an internet website where you can go and actually look at the mail that you get every single day, and they can receive packages for you and all that cool stuff. And that's the best way to run a business while traveling the world, is to have a sole proprietor LLC set up in a state where your physical residence is, and then also have a virtual mailbox in that same place. Everything in one place, you get the triple benefits of having it super streamlined and easy to manage come tax time. All right, well, I hope you enjoyed this video, guys, and definitely go out and make sure you make the right decision for setting up your sole proprietor, LLC, or your S-Corp. There are other models like the regular C-Corporation, but I don't recommend doing that. It's not for small businesses. In fact, the S-Corp stands for Small Business Corporation.